When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a wave.
Surfing!
Give me a city tour.
The trolley!
Give me animals.
The zoo!
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park!
Give me a woo!
Roller coaster!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from the Trap Music Museum in ATL is DJ Scream. Big Bang is here. Baby Jade is here. We are Team Big Facts. And today we are welcoming the one and only Jeezy. Jeezy done pulled up the Big Facts.
Honor, baby, honor.
What's up, my brother?
I'm a fan,
That's good to hear.
That's good to hear.
We're hearing things in the streets, man. Snowfall 1021, right?
Yeah.
We're hearing that you taking it back to like that raw Jeezy, man. What's inspiring
that?
Why you think the streets is talking like that?
I think it's because, like, for me, it's like me and Drama always had an amazing chemistry because there was no judgment. Like, it wasn't like you trying to get in and make a record for a label. You know what I'm saying? You just go back to the bare, like getting beats from your partners and, you know, the music you really like that probably doesn't, you know, chart because it's street, you know what I mean? So it was more so like getting back with Drama and just getting back in that mode of just like making what I want to make versus trying to turn
and not really giving a fuck about a project.
I don't even, you know what I mean? Because it's been that, you know, how you drop Soul Survivor, they want another one. You drop, you know, I Love It, they want another one. They just keep going. So this is just like my natural, it's like my natural element, you know what I'm saying?
Did you have to do some shit like with your day-to-day life? Like sometimes, like if somebody getting ready for a movie, they gotta go back to the element. Did you have to do some of that?
I had to swap out all their Mary Jeans for Dickies. I had to do the whole shit, you know what I'm saying? I had to go in the safe, get the chains out. But I love it though, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people don't understand, like, you know, just where I came from to now. Of course, life has changed a lot, but you know, you still got certain things in you that fulfill you. Like, I like to still look and feel like who I am, but you know, sometimes you have to clean it up a little bit. But like, you know, it feel good to throw on some chains and step out and pull your cars out. You know, I don't get a chance to drive them since I be so busy grinding. So it's just like, you know, get back in the city and move around. So it feel good. It feel good. I just left Drama just now, man, you know.
Doing the last little listen
Documentary. The show for the B-side show.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, yeah.
The playlist.
Gotcha, yeah, gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
Shout out to Drama, dude. They killing it right now. They doing good.
Yeah,
I love to see it, baby.
Yeah, salute.
Came from a mixtape.
Yeah. When you first jumped in the booth, like way back before, I'm talking about we going all the way back to like the Hard or Soft Disc and all that shit. Did you ever imagine or visualize that you have so much influence and become who you are?
I'ma keep it a book. Like I didn't have a choice. Like for me, it was just like do or die. I knew music was the only thing that I could do and still be myself,
mm-hmm.
and maybe get myself out of the predicament I was in, because mm-hmm. it was just like that to go to the penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
So all my first music was basically me saying, even if I went to prison, I'm gonna leave something out here so people can at least hear, you know, what how I see this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Trap or Die and Streets is Watching was. It was like everything I had, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? It was like the best bars ever, because it was like that of jail, nigga. Like, mm-hmm. so you writing to yeah. stay free.
Mm-hmm.
And the realization was, one thing I noticed early on is it kept me out of a lot of the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when shit would happen in the streets or whatever, I was kind of out of it because I was in the studio, it was my sanctuary. So mm-hmm. I already knew right then, you know what I'm saying? That was a plus,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So, and from there, just like when I would be out and it first started to pick up and people would step up to me and be like, yo, I like your music or whatever. I did feel like niggas like coaching them was paying niggas to say that to me to give me some confidence, you know what I'm saying? Cause it was unreal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and when I got that feeling of like, damn, this shit might work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's when I started really like taking that shit serious. Like,
what you think the first step is to transition from a street nigga to a businessman?
Oh, mindset, for sure. And it's crazy because I was just talking about, you know, how we knew each other.
Yeah.
And to see where you at now is like I could tell your mindset shifted somewhere.
Facts.
And I think it's like, you know, music was my talent. But business was my passion. Like, I always wanted to do business. I always wanted to be mm-hmm. in a situation where I could run a company. And I knew I just couldn't come from the streets straight to business, so that, you know, the music was kind of like the bridge, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wasn't like, I ain't get up and be like, yo, I'm gonna be a rapper. That wasn't like my thing. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? It's just like, shit, if this shit gonna give me some money, I ain't gonna go to jail, I'm gonna do it.
Fact.
You know right. what I'm saying? So yeah. that was my mindset. But as I saw it get me closer to business, that's when I was just like, damn, like this shit is real. Like now I can actually go sit in the room and have a conversation with somebody because I just turned a snowman into a brand. You know right. what I'm saying? Into a mm-hmm. something that was solid and
that
tangible.
Was tangible. Yeah,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it was like my marketing skills was up. You know what I mean? Niggas was laughing at me when I was giving out, you know, 500,000-600,000 mixtapes. Like that shit was dumb. But
yeah.
it was marketing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, it was like I was doing the grassroots shit. As many people that heard the music, and it was my best music at the time. So meaning like I put my money and my heart working to it, but I'm like, you know, I go on the block, you get somebody some good weed, they coming back. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
that's how I was like, you know what I mean? Like there was like little packs.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like just going back to touch on how you were saying when you were making your music in the beginning, it was like, it was your best music at the time because it was either that or jail.
Yes.
How was it when you started seeing like the effects from Streets is Watching and Trap or Die and you saw your music taking over the world
right.
and then you went on to record your album and you lost your voice?
Yeah. Whoa. Well, that's a real one. So first of all, when it was starting to warm up and I was starting to get what they call momentum that I didn't know about then, I did a lot of business stuff in between. So I
right.
did Streets is Watching and then I started to get a little momentum. I started to feel like people kind of like the music, but they don't know what I look like.
Yeah.
So my second thing was like, when I put out Trap or Die, I'm going to get all this footage I have and put out a DVD. And that was a part of
Shout
my
marketing. Shout out to Raw Report.
Right.
Raw
Report. Shout out to Raw Report.
Yeah.
And what it was now that I'm running in and out, you know, the trap house hollering at my partners, you know, mm-hmm. I'm seeing me on their screen. I know they solid, so I'm like, damn, they watching me. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So
yeah.
now it's like, it's getting real. And then when I got to, like, you know, between Trap or Die and Thug Motivation, I had a lot of things going health-wise, you
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? So I lost my voice, which was one, so I had polyps, so I had to get a surgery, which I didn't have insurance, so I had to pay for it with cash.
Yeah, I remember.
And I had to do, you know, vocal training. So imagine me in the house full of G's. I'm upstairs, fa la la la, and in the shower and shit, trying to get my voice back after the surgery.
Yeah, I remember when you were at Passwords, you had to write everything down
for the mixes. Yeah. Mm. So the reality of was that was happening at the same time. And then also an intern from Patchwork leaked the album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so now it's just
up.
Like, it's all bad.
Yeah, it's all a bunch of shit. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just remember sitting there like, damn, like, it's a rap.
Mm.
You know, I got to go back to the street. They owe me money. I got to go get that little shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's what my mind was telling me.
Yeah.
And again, like, you know, I believe, you know, God always is just like.
For sure.
I remember we loaded up and we was riding around, running up in bootleggers, you know, trying to lay them mm-hmm. down to get our CDs back. And I just remember people calling me from like Tennessee, Detroit, Chicago, like, man, your album is out. It's crazy. We got it from the bootleg. But the whole time I'm thinking I'm losing. But that's why I say you got to always believe in the big homie. The whole time I was winning.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have never got these people mm-hmm. at that time. And I had records like Trap or Die that I felt like were the smashes. But here you go, Soul Survivor is blowing up mm-hmm. off a bootleg.
Mm-hmm.
So now the label's like, yo, we got a single. Now my voice is coming back.
Yeah.
I'm getting better. And now I come out, of course, I think the album did like maybe $3.5 million. But it was a hard process. Like, it wasn't like easy. And
but if we count the streets, it probably did.
Oh no, it's Diamond.
Right.
Outkast.
Right.
Big boy Andre.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you hear a lot of people say, man, we got a lot of money to Jeezy, whether they was in the streets or just regular hustling,
right.
whatever.
Right.
Who was that person to you when you was out there, like, that you listened to that was a soundtrack to you getting your money?
Tupac,
okay.
Because he had morals, values, integrity from what I see, and he stood for something.
Right.
So all the people that I was around, they didn't really stand for anything. You know what I'm saying? They just was working their jobs or, you know, had their vices, but there wasn't no like principles.
Mm-hmm.
So everything I really learned about hustling, about, you know, holding my own, how to handle certain situations mm-hmm. was what I was listening to from Tupac, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Or UGK, you know what I'm saying? Or Master P and Cash Money.
Right, mm-hmm. Long Live MC.
That's where I was getting my info from, but then I come back to the homies like I'm just a genius.
Yeah.
I figured it out.
Like,
I figured it out, y'all.
Yeah,
I got it.
Right. and that was how I really had a love for music, because I was learning through it. So I just figured if I ever got a shot,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, get niggas a game as much as I could.
Right, right.
We had a trap museum, right?
Right.
Where you feel like if you could write the trap music story, like how would you write it? Like how it started and elevated, how would right. you write that?
As far as the
era genre, when it took off.
And where would your place be in that story?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like, if I'm honest, I feel like Pac kind of touched on hustling from a poetic place.
Mm.
I feel like UGK was talking that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they made you, like, I ain't know nothing about Don Perignon. It's supposed to bubble.
And their dope were hoes.
Right.
Nah, niggas don't had a pocket full of stones.
I mean, yeah, they had a song too, yeah.
And then definitely, like, Master P.
For sure.
When he came. And then, like, Cash Money was just, like, talking about the Rolexes and the Lexus. And I ain't start hustling until I had two Rolexes and two Lexus.
Yeah,
that was, like, my thing, you know what I'm saying? But I think if I had to write a story, the first time I heard trap music, like the actual
name.
Words, was Tip.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And I was on the block when Tip was doing like I'm Serious and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, I'm not a carpenter, I'm not a, you know, I'm not a mechanic or none of those things, but I do understand the streets in a way that I can articulate, you know, what I'm seeing or what I'm going through. So I kind of felt like for me, like
people. In a non-incriminating way.
So I thought.
Yeah.
So I thought. But,
yeah.
But what it was I kind of felt like they weren't talking for us. Cause it was just like on the surface. Like you
right.
hear about the, how it made you feel. Like, you know, if you read something and it make you feel like, you like, damn, Like, yeah, I feel that. I wanted that. And I was like, the only way I'm gonna get that if I do it. And I wasn't trying to rap in the beginning, so that's what was kind of weird, because I was trying to put, you know, other people on that was in the
hood. Yeah, your people from down there,
Yeah, and the Mac, and it just didn't work out that way. And I was kind of stuck and didn't have an outlet, so I kind of had to do it myself, so to speak. But, you know, it took a while to get it to a point where it didn't sound like corny. You know what I'm saying? And once I figured it out, I'm like, damn. And it was just like, I'm going to talk about what I'm going through. But at the same time, it was a little weird because, like you said, it was almost incriminating myself and the people around me. So, you know, it was a little pushback there. And then also, it was like, shit, I'm going to either do this or that. So I'd rather talk about this shit. But then when you look at this generation now, you like, damn, they talking about what they doing. They talking about
for real,
what they
for
doing.
Real, like,
you know what I'm saying? So it's like you can't really look at them and be like, they know that shit sell.
Yeah.
You know, just like I knew that street shit would sell because people are only going to buy what they think is authentic.
And what they can relate to.
Right. And that's what I felt like my lane was. And when I kind of figured it out, I was like, damn, it's thug motivation, because it ain't just about, you know, getting money and buying cars. It's about like, nah, I'm going to motivate y'all to go out here and do something above and beyond what we all know.
You
know,
right, facts.
Your Uncle Ricky or your Uncle this one. You know what I mean?
Facts.
People you just know. It's like, I want to be bigger than them.
Because
my cousin then was, they was doing their thing. But it's just like, even, and they even dibbed and dabbed in music.
Yeah.
I was wanting to do it such a different way and got it done. So I even look at them and be like, they kind of gave me like a little bit of the playbook.
Like kind of set your tone.
Right.
So want to be able to take off.
Right.
Yeah.
I just took it over. They said they need Elsa's. About what? When
I get big fat. I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Since every minute counts when you're a new parent, who wants to waste time washing bottles? Transform this daily chore with the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro, the first machine that automatically washes, sterilizes, and dries bottles, pump parts, and sippy cups at the push of a button. Its 20 spray jets clean everything 100%. Plus, it sterilizes with steam, then dries with germ-free air. Don't waste time on tedious hand washing. Let the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro do it for you. Shop now at babybrezza.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do survivor's remorse ever kick in on you sometimes?
Oh, my God, bro. biggest shit ever. I can say I dealt with survivor's remorse until the recession. It's when I really just sat there and I was like, dog, I can't save everybody. I tried a million times, bro. It's not gonna work. You know what I'm saying? I keep digging myself in a deeper hole and I'm not well. I'm drinking, I'm smoking, I'm not focused. You know what I'm saying? And it just got to a point where I just kicked everything. You know, for that time when I wrote The Recession, it was like the first time I really sat back, started reading books, started figuring out my health. Cause it was just like, I was drinking champagne, eating Waffle House every night. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I was just like, you know, and I just started to slowly figure that out. And I started reading a little bit about politics, and that's how I wrote that record. But it's the hardest thing I ever done, bro. You know what I'm saying? Cause everybody lived a mile. You know, whole hood, whole block. You know, especially my first couple of houses, it was like the, like the hood house. You know, you come, you get a bed, you get a room, sleep on the floor, whatever. So it was like, I've taken my whole hood around the road for years, you know, at least the first 10 years.
You
know?
How you deal with resentment though? Like motherfucker that might resent you for your choice?
I had to learn how to deal with that, bro. Like a lot of that is knowing where you stand with yourself. And then a lot of that is understanding like the things that really matter. Cause when I went to jail the last time in LA, like I really thought for the murder charge they tried to put on me in the Bay, I really felt like people were gonna stand up and do what they're supposed to do for my peoples while I was locked up. But ain't nobody do nothing, you know what I mean? So that was like the last straw for me, cause I was already in some shit that I ain't do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, at least y'all can do is make sure that's straight, and it didn't happen. So it just really it really just showed me that. When everybody else is in a jam, I'm the first one to come to try to at least get them out. But then when it flipped on me and I ain't really have no way to maneuver, I was kind of on my own. So it kind of, it really made me just be like, you know what, bro, you got to make sure you good and take care of your kids and your employees and the people around you that believe in your vision. Like you can't make sure everybody else, and same shit with you. Like you, like right now, like you can't have everybody on the podcast.
Let's just be real.
I see Dave up here sometimes. Yeah. Like you ain't about to have all. Like you, yo, man, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? But it's real. Like, it's real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like everything.
Big facts.
It's everything I work for.
Yeah.
And it's crazy when you paying lawsuits and you know you bailing niggas out and. Nobody really want to be around you because of where I had one time I was supposed to get this big deal, man. Dude said he came in the club and he was trying to talk to me. He said he couldn't get through 100 people. You know what I'm saying? Had a big check for me. You know what I'm saying? He was just like, man, your people were so rude and so just, and I'm just like, damn, like y'all blocking.
But wasn't that the first, wasn't that the energy though at first? Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't let no nigga get back down to Jesus.
But the crazy thing is, bro, I ain't never felt like that. I ain't never. Cause I don't go out here and just do no, I don't owe nobody in the street. I ain't ran off with nobody bag. You know what I'm saying? Like I ain't bother no rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I never felt, it was like, let's go out and have a good time. You know what I'm saying? These my hood, these my people, we out the hood, we moving. So I ain't like, we went out of town. There been some instances where it's like some shit happened, you know, and they got to handle their business. I respect that. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
that
what
you there for. But I ain't looking for that. So it's just like, block them, but not the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like don't block the check, cause this is how we all gonna eat. And especially don't do that and be costing us money. Cause now we gotta pay all these lawsuits because something done popped off. And all these lawyers like, you know, that shit ain't cheap, bro. So at least let the money come in, you know. That's how I felt.
One of our episodes that the streets love, you know what I'm saying, they probably wanna hear you speak on it, was your brother, former business partner, right. King B. You know, right. He came and chopped it up with us. Where you at with King B? Because like I said, y'all brothers, the history that y'all made can't be replaced.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody can take away from that. But where are you currently at with King? Have y'all spoke or anything?
No, we haven't spoke. I'm at peace with it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't on front. I caught the episode. I really, you know, appreciate you keeping it even. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
solid.
I feel like y'all nigga brothers. You know how that brother shit goes. Yeah. You know, that's just how I be feeling about that
shit. No, but and it's right. But my thing is like, I just kind of felt like, come on, let me about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't try to assassinate my character with everything that I'm done with and for you, right? And my whole thing was, and I tell him this, we done been through some real shit. Like,
but do you feel like he have any valid points with anything he's saying?
I feel like.
Yeah, or does he have a reason to be able to look at it a different way if you took yourself outside of yourself and looked at it from his perspective?
Well, I go to my perspective first, because we done been through some shit. Like I said,
we been
in clubs, you know what I mean? We was younger.
Yeah.
You know, niggas done jumped me, he ain't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. So that started the, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, bro, like, we had some things happen. But that's my little bro. You know what I'm saying? So I got love for him, but I'm like, bro, if you don't agree with something I do, you got to come holler at me. That's like, with you and Dave, like, y'all going to talk before you go public and make, you know, make these.
What you took, what he said, like, some kind of way?
I didn't even take nothing he said some type of way. I took the fact that he took me to court. I had to get on the stand against somebody I slept on air mattresses with when I had a vision. I like, Kink wasn't in the music, bro. Like, that wasn't what he was doing. I had a vision. I'm like, yo, you gotta come and we're gonna figure this out. But again, you know, it's like, the homie used to tell me, understanding is the best thing to have in the world. Meaning that we're doing certain things together, but I'm doing more on my end because I'm out here and I'm moving around, I'm spending bread here and there. So when it popped off, we didn't have an understanding. You know what I'm saying?
But so you think that initial understanding would have eliminated what's going on now?
Right.
Okay.
Because it's business at this point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and Kink, my brother, like I told Kink in the beginning, like, you don't got to buy all these cars, you don't got to do all these things, because it's like, I'm the artist. I have to look like this. I have to, like, save all your money, go do your thing, you know what I'm saying? Don't even trip. But, you know, whatever that meant to him, I didn't know if he thought that was meaning, like, you fall back. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. But at the same time, just like, I just didn't, and I'm not upset about it, I just didn't understand, you know what I'm saying, why he felt the need to be like, you know, like, this what it is, like, street cred, like, nigga, you crazy, like, what are we talking about? I invented the word, you know what I'm saying? Like, so for me, it's just like, that ain't even a valid point. It's like, it's the brotherhood. You know what I'm saying? It's the respect, it's the loyalty. Yeah. Like, come chop it up. You know what I'm saying? Wrong or right. I don't gotta agree, but I can respect your position, you can respect mine, we can move forward. Probably ain't get some more money together. But absolutely, like you said, you know, that's my brother, so I can never say no ill will.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's been places where he hadn't been right either, that I ain't never get out of my head. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so is that, you know? Yeah. I'm like, well, you ain't all the way right, bro. Like, this happened, you know? And you know how it goes, it's like a relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly. You married to somebody, you with somebody, things happen, you're like, yo, you didn't handle that right, bro. But my point of case is, man, I don't really got no malice in my heart with anybody. I was everybody the best. You know, my only gripe was sitting across from somebody that I know I made a millionaire a few times over in the courtroom. Like, that shit was like somebody taking a stand against me. That's all I felt like, because that's my brother.
And did it hurt you?
Of course, because I had to watch all the people that I put in position look at me and say, you know, you're wrong for this. Again, it's the understanding.
Right.
And the thing that I say all the time that people might not understand is, and I tell any of these young cats coming up, just make sure the business is right.
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
Because everybody has expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And when it doesn't go the way they expected it, it's going to be all bad.
And after the fact, most people's expectations are unrealistic.
Correct. And then everybody's looking at it now because it's successful going.
Yeah.
I need this and that. And I'm like, you know, what Juvenile say, I can't please everybody and I love my folks, but if I give you everything, baby, I'm gonna be broke. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, but you know, love, man. You know, shout out to Kink, man, you know.
Prop bottle.
Yeah, I just drunk.
What's that? You might want prop. Some of this.
Man, they gave me a prop.
Colored water. Nah.
Spit that shit on the ground.
Hey, Gibbs, you recently said that y'all ran into each other in the airport. Yeah. And like, just, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So everything's solid
then? Yeah, I mean, you know, same thing. Communication, bro. Like, I'm not even going, like, 90% of anything I've ever been in this game, in the streets, in business, and everything, is communication, bro. Mm. And, I ain't never had nothing but love for Gibbs, man. You know, and my whole thing was, you know, Gibbs signed to me for me to get him a deal. I had a lot of bad energy around me. I wasn't doing the right things by exec, so they wasn't trying to look out for me, because I was doing there on some Tupac shit. I'm like a rebel. I don't want to do this. I'll pay for it. Fuck y'all. That. So it's like I didn't have those type of relationships, so I couldn't get him the deal. And when it fell through and I kept it a buck with him, I was like, bro, I can't do it. And I think that he just took that as I didn't want to help anymore. And I don't think that's what it was. But again, communication, you know what I'm saying, expectations. So even when this shit happened, I didn't take it personal. Because I'm an artist too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I've been in situations where execs don't do things I need. I'm an exec now. You know what I'm saying? So I can't, he's an artist. I can't look at it and be like, I ain't never flipped out on nobody. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I'm like, all right, yeah. But I can say, you know, I go by how I feel and energy. Even when I saw him, he saw me. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't, I didn't feel like it was no issue.
It was, like it was smoke.
Hey, I'm just like, you know?
What's up?
Right. And it's crazy because we was getting on a private jet, so it was just us on the jet, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, we smoke, we in the air, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, but, you know, we on this jet, it's us.
It's been a beef before we even get on this jet.
Right. And I heard the record, you know, he put out, I heard the statement, he said, I can't do nothing but respect that because we all should have the opportunity to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I was telling him, like, even when I went in Nas like that, it was the way he handled the situation that made me be like, when I did the ain't, hip-hop ain't dead shit, and I flipped out because I thought he was really talking about
me. So you agree you be flipping out?
1,000%. I'm better now. I'm better now.
Oh, now.
What you think was causing the flipping out, bro? What you think it is?
Misunderstanding, communication, but the biggest thing is trauma. You're from the street, bro. We don't trust nobody.
Yeah,
all you gotta do is, you know,
it's real shit.
Smoking, you drinking.
And that makes you jump the gun before you evaluate what's wrong.
I'd rather be wrong than right.
Right. I had to start like taking care of myself so I could have clarity.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I gotta get the proper. I wasn't sleeping. I was just.
So
out
you were
here.
Like just on edge
on
about
edge
everything.
About everything. You know what I'm saying? You could tell me something. He tell me something. I'm like, oh, so y'all trying to play me now? You know what I'm saying?
And flip on everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
What relationship, if you can go back in your mind and be like, man, I fucked that one up? Nah, real shit, though.
Dude, all love, man. Go front. All love, bro. Like, because I didn't, like, one thing I learned and I pride myself on is not reacting anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because even if people do stuff just because they feel a way, you ain't got to get on, you ain't got to match the energy.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And just like, I just found myself matching the energy because I got my chest out because I'm like, I did this, I made it, I'm making sure everybody's straight. Y'all gonna respect something, but it ain't about that. If you love people the right way, they're gonna respect you.
Facts.
You're gonna be loyal, so you don't have to rule with fear. But
when
you're coming from the streets, you know, you like, your first thing is, if he don't think I'm about this, he gonna run off my bag.
So you think like, the shit I did to y'all made y'all do some shit that y'all can't come back from, so it just did.
Okay, so the shit I did to y'all,
Y'all
should have understood what I was going through. The shit I did to y'all.
So basically, the shit that y'all did to me that made me flip was really my fault. But since y'all did it, it's over.
No, I think what it was is we were all trauma bonded.
Trauma bonded.
Trauma bonded.
That's hard.
All was hurting.
We all going through shit.
And now we got power. Now we
and
got
that
money.
Toxicity looks, you know, familiar.
Yeah. And we all drinking and smoking and
under the influence.
You know, and things are happening around us in the hood. People still dying. People still going to jail. And we all trying to make it. And I'm just like, you know, what happened to my chain you had on the other night? You don't know where it's at. You might have really lost it. But now I'm like,
I'm feeling like you took it and sold it and stole it from me.
You trying me.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, but now I got to tell the other homie, like, hey, man, you know. So now I'm getting him on my side against him, and now all of a sudden, you know what I mean? So it's just a lot of trauma bonding. And I just think when I started to heal from my trauma, like, it was no need to bond like that anymore because I didn't need the energy. Like, I don't need, you know, I just wanted, like,
that's hot.
You know what I mean? Like, gangster's paradise. I wanted to go travel, eat.
And be easy.
Yeah, like, I don't need no 100 niggas with me. I'm going to do, it's going to, same thing will happen to me by myself.
Just me and my bitch.
It's up, by the way. It is what it is. Like, they know. It ain't like it ain't happened before. You know what I'm saying? So, and it ain't got to be out here trying to be tough.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. I'm a man first.
Yeah.
Like,
before any rap,
anything, like, bro. Like,
if it's that, you just gonna have to take me.
That's it. And by the way, I can pay for my own lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to pay for 10 people's lawyer.
Right.
And I just think it was a lot of trauma bonding because you got to think about it. Nobody's really, you know, even while I'm proud of y'all guys, because I know a lot, you know, I know y'all personally.
Right.
This is a platform you guys built, but you're only able to connect with people through your trauma right. and what you mm-hmm. understand and what yeah. you know. And that's right. what makes it dope. But the thing is, if, cause, but to me, this is look like a healing table, minus the deli on the dog. Sure.
Yeah.
But for sure. When everybody ain't around the table trying to heal, it just brings you back. Now I got to match your energy.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Now I got to watch you. Now I got to, you know, see yeah. how I'm really feeling. Now I can't really tell you my secrets because I know you're going to go tell somebody. So, like, what's the friendship?
To try to pump it up.
And then now is now it's like you need me. So you're going to yes, man, me to death. And it's like, I don't need that.
That's real.
You telling me to go out here and do this, I'm going to lose everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you don't care because guess what? You'd rather me not have it than have it and share it with you.
Right.
Because you just don't want me to have it.
Because you don't have it.
Correct. You know what I'm saying? So.
Pass the yawn today.
I know. I'm just keeping it a buck, bro. Yeah, this shit real.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why now, you know, I feel for these younger guys, man, because just like, they shit so real. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, who can you trust?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and that's the point. You got a bunch of young cats getting this money, and they all trauma bonded. Everybody that's around, they clicked up.
Yeah.
Mm. So whatever the boss say, that's what we going to do.
Yeah, they ready on go.
Right.
So let me ask you this. So with your growth and you getting older and you having a different perspective and understanding better how life works, what part did your wife and your children play into that?
I think a big part. I think that once you have a real responsibility, mm-hmm. like in a commitment to protect, provide, and profess.
Right.
It's real. Right. Now I can't go out here and just get into anything. You know, I don't want my daughters to see that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even with my son, it's like...
Yeah, because I know Jadarius was, y'all really basically grew up together.
He's
but
my best friend.
Your younger daughters, right. they changed you for the better.
Yeah. Well, my first Jadarius made mm-hmm. me become a man.
For sure.
That was the point where I said, I'm going to figure out a way to make a way without going to prison and leaving him.
Right, for sure.
My oldest daughter was like my she was my drive, like she was my purpose.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? She was like, this is why I'm here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My daughter now is like, she just brought it all together. It's like, you know, you gotta keep this tight, bro.
Yes.
You don't ever wanna leave your girls out here.
Right.
And you out here, you know, doing and it makes me 1,000% more responsible because it's like now, you know, I told my son the other day, we saw, he's like, yeah, you know, such and such got a new chain. I said, I could dig that. And that sounds good. You know, he got 20 of them. I said, well, you know, we got 40 buildings. You know, just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's how I'm thinking now because, like, I don't have to show people, you know what I'm saying, what I have because that's that different level of being. Mm-hmm. Secure with who you are and not having to spend all this paper to show people I still got it.
Right.
You know, I said that shit. I got 4 million in cars and nowhere to go. Do you know the last time I drove my Ferrari or my Mustang was to the Trap Museum? You know what I'm saying? The C-tip last time I came. Ain't nowhere to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the truth. It's like there's nowhere to go. There ain't nowhere to go.
Like, different goals.
Yeah, different goals. And I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm just saying when you bought your business, you ain't got time to do no plan.
Mm. Facts.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? This for the money. Like, this is real.
Yeah.
It's going to change generational wealth, and this is going to change my outlook of life. And, you know, my palate has changed. I like fine dining now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, no more Waffle House for me. You feel me?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that versus.
Yeah.
How you feel about that versus?
Man, I feel like it just had to happen, bro. I feel it.
Like, I'm talking about how you feel about the outcome of it, like.
I feel like, the thing I realized that nobody wins and nobody loses. I learned that for sure. I feel like the outcome was, it was the best outcome it could possibly be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got two street cats that done been through, you know, a lot over the last couple, well, the last decade or so, but it takes Magic City Stage and a multi-billion-dollar company
right.
to help us come together and figure it out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And for me, you know, it was more about being in the same room Mm-hmm. Because there's so much time and history in between that nobody really knows what's what.
Facts.
And even for me, I'm seeing him out. Him seeing me out. Dola, right. We done been on the same flight together. You know what I'm saying? Like this. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm like, bro, I can't walk around with this bag on my back because people thinking a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I'm just like, yo, you know, he like, let's do it.
Right. How you feel when niggas from back home take that shit some kind of way, though?
I think that's real. I think they have the right to feel how they feel, but everybody who really knows the truth about that situation, and one of the homies from down there who's solid, he told me, man, keeping it real is the hardest part of life.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm a solid. I ain't never opened my mouth. I could. And nobody, I wouldn't even be in that situation. But just for me being so solid, I had to walk around with that, bro. Like, the real ones know. You know what I'm saying? If I just be like, yo, and that's what I'm saying. Like, if you look at it like rap, yeah, cool. But if you look at it like being a man first is, I'm not going to disclose what I heard and what I know because I'm solid. You know what I'm saying? So I got to wear that. You know what I mean? That could be, if I ever sat down and said that, it wouldn't even be on my plate.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? But I cannot because I'm solid. So for me, the verses was, we're going to bring it to the music. But the real ones know what it is, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna ever downplay how people feel. But I just think they don't know what's solid, the truth.
Right.
You feel me? And I don't think it's on me to say that, because then I'm going against everything I stand for with my integrity. It's almost having my freedom on this table, and somebody tell me all I gotta do is tell them Bank did it.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
You
see what I'm saying? I cannot. So I gotta serve the sentence. So I'm serving, you know, most of my career under that umbrella.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
They said they need Elsa's. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Since every minute counts when you're a new parent, who wants to waste time washing bottles? Transform this daily chore with the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro, the first machine that automatically washes, sterilizes, and dries bottles, pump parts, and sippy cups at the push of a button. Its 20 spray jets clean everything 100%. Plus, it sterilizes with steam, then dries with germ-free air. Don't waste time on tedious hand washing. Let the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro do it for you. Shop now at babybrezza.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
But let me ask you this. So in hindsight, because Gucci just did an interview with Elliot Wilson, and in that interview, he said that If I'm not mistaken, quoting, he regretted, you know, saying some of the things that he said, wow, like during the verses that kind of heightened the tension and the energy that was going on in the room.
Right.
How does that make you feel about the verses and the 10 years and the entire situation, knowing that, you know, he has a better understanding of the situation after the fact?
I mean, again, you got two people on the stage trauma bonding. You know, the one thing we got, history. Yeah. And we're going back and forth, and there's never going to be a right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? Again, I never downplay anything.
Right.
But the biggest part to me was when he said, and I didn't even know he knew that shit, he was like, I appreciate you for extending that olive branch. You know what I'm saying? That was enough to let me know. But me just knowing him, like, I know him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just like you do. Like,
yeah.
I know him. I can tell that that wasn't the energy he wanted to bring.
Yeah.
It just, he got emotional.
It wasn't
emotional.
Purposeful. It just came
He just got emotional. And he got the right to do that. You know, and I think the kids is looking at it saying, he did this to your face. Again, bro, that's trauma. You want me to tell me you ain't never looked at your mama and said nothing crazy? You want to take it back? You ain't never looked at your girl and said something wild?
That shit fucked up. We had to pick sides.
Right.
So we from the six. We over here.
Right, right,
I don't know that about that
right,
shit.
Right.
Ryan the shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we just inherited. We had.
Right.
Which is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Even for me, you know, everybody's like, for the culture. I'm like, look, man, we both rich as shit. We both living our lives. We established, married men. You mean tell me we're going to be out here telling these kids to keep killing themselves when they the ones that's next?
Mm. Right.
They the ones. Who going to take this shit over when we done? So that's the message we going to, like, I ain't going to tell you I'm not about my issue, but I'm not going to preach that. That's like you going to the
church. Like you're going backwards.
Right.
You had to practice that, though.
What?
Like, if he play this, I'm going to do this.
No, I did not.
Swear.
Bro, you had to, bro. You had to.
No, but I
was. Oh, God, say you didn't.
No, I didn't practice. I was ready, though. I know him.
Oh, I know him.
I know him.
Right.
Oh, they think they expect. You going to leave his set list up there.
I know him.
So somebody can see it and look back and tell me he ain't doing none of diss records. I was like, you must don't know who it is.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. He did a try and move. He got to.
Definitely doing that. When he came out with it first, I was like, man, boy, something never changed.
Yeah,
but again, bro, like,
I tell you what
made you again not want to do your diss records?
It's integrity, bro. Like, at the end of the day, if I was on that type of time, we weren't going to even make it in the building. Like, let's get it cracking. Like, what are we doing? We're wasting time and money. If it's like that, it's not like that.
Yeah.
It's not. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying
to. I know him.
Right. No, I'm saying.
This nigga try and move,
bro. Right. Like, I know him. Like, I know, bro. We done been through this a thousand times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't cool, and then next thing you know, it's this. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, right. Nah, and I call you. What's up? You know what I'm saying?
That's so, hot to go out.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's it, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not, you know, that's who he is. So I get that, but. At the same time, it was like, you know, and I got to holler at him, too, because I got to tell him, like, he got to tell Swiss to holler at him, because, you know, right after that, they sold Versus, because we was the highest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like 9.9 million impressions. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Swiss, holler at us. Yeah.
Business. It got to be something in there.
It got to be. They gave me some stock in it.
Some sort of residual.
They gave me some stock, but I would like more.
No, we need cash.
Yeah, we need. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we need cash.
Yeah.
With so many accomplishments, man, like, what's next for Jeezy?
Oh, man, what's next, man? I just feel like, leading by example, bro, like, I ain't out here finna kick like I'm just, you know, just perfect. But the whole, I told people from the gate I was corporate thugging.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was who I was. And it was thug motivation.
Mm.
But that ain't just in music, that's like in life. Like, so when people see me out here living my life and doing the things I do, I just hope that motivate a street cat or somebody who's in the rap game to go, when I'm 15, 20 years into this, how do I want to live? You know,
right.
We see the Jay-Z's and the Puffs, but we don't see that from where we at. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It's just like, I just feel like for me, that's, and I say again, real talk, that's why I always take it back to the big homie, because every situation I done been in that could have took me out of here, I managed to ease out of it some type of way. So that means I'm supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be doing this. So as long as I don't lose my values and my morals,
right,
and I continue to push forward, that's what's next for me. So, you know, you see the Nod, which is a big deal. We got cognac, we got vodka, we got gin. You see my water, Defiance Fuel. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I said I own half Atlanta, I was not capping at all. No ball capping, LLC shouting, that's me. You know what I'm saying? Ask about me. And it's just business for me, bro. And it's like business and keeping the culture in a place where they know they can push forward, bro. Because at the end of the day, like, I don't think, coming from where we come from, like, the type of money this generation is seeing, you can't even fathom this.
It's unreal, yeah.
Right, so it's almost like,
unfathomable.
Right, y'all just do the right thing.
Yeah.
Because right. You got it.
You got it.
You got
don't
it.
Don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up, because you got it. This will never come around. I don't think this will ever come back again. You know what I'm saying? You got to know how Jordan looking to LeBron, I'm like, right now, like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real.
Yeah.
It'll never come back, and they got it.
Mm-hmm.
And they got so much power and so much influence. You know, and it'd be hard to talk to him because I don't want to feel like nobody. Because I remember when cats used to try to talk to me, I'd be like, man, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I'd just be like, bro, just keep it in the middle of the road, man. Like, just that's all you got to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just stay focused because it, like, ain't no coming back.
Right.
You know, and shout out to Thug and Gunn and everybody going through what they going
Freedom,
through. Like, Free Rallo. I mean, all that. You know, even when we had issues, like, it wasn't even that.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like, you brought Rallo to my video shoot. First time I ever seen him in my life.
Yeah.
So what he said, I'm like, God damn, cuz, like, I don't even know you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? However, you know, he reached out and he made it clear, like, bro, like, again, a mistake, communication.
Yeah, for sure.
All good. But just think about that picture that you came and you brought Bankroll Fresh, Shy Glizzy, Dolph, Rallo, all those guys. Dolph and Bankroll Fresh is gone.
Right.
You know, just think about that.
That was a big day.
Yeah, but just think about how that picture keeps erasing people.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's just like, these guys are like, they the guys.
Mm-hmm.
They the ones.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they ones.
Like that.
Right.
They out of there.
So my thing is, just always understand that this shit is like 10% music and 90% survival. Even our brother, Trouble. Love Trouble. School call me all the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't have the best beginning.
Right, right.
But as I saw him starting to wisen up and starting to, you know.
Grow.
Yeah, he called me to come around. You know, close he kept that thing on. He come to my family functions and shit. I be like, damn, bro, you got to put that up. You know what I'm saying? But that's, I love to see, like, you know, when they start to get it. But at the same time, like, look, bro, like, I get the rapper part about, you know, just wanting to handle your business with your ops, and I get it, you know what I mean? Y'all, and I always been on offense.
Right.
No, I always been on defense, not offense. Like, I'm not going out here looking for nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if it come, I know how to handle that. But my thing is, when you see these cats out here and they're doing what they love to do, but then they're losing their lives, it just makes you think, because at the end of the day, they are artists, they are rappers, but they are brothers.
And they are people in real
life.
They are
people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't see Harvard graduates having to kill each other to get money. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody, you know, do something to you, of course, you know, stand your ground. But it's like, we can't be out here like, that's the culture of what we do.
Inviting that energy.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, these are the guys. They're going to be the ones that, how are we going to get the next Puff and Jay-Z?
Right.
How are we going to get the next Jeezy and Tip and Ross? And you know what I'm saying? So just, again, like, I don't want to preach because that ain't what I'm here for, but I'm just like, that's how I feel. I don't look at them like artists. I look at them like, you just said something about ESTG. That's my brother.
Yeah, I just saw my boy gave you a chain.
Gave me a piece. Ain't nobody never gave me no piece. You know what I'm saying? Well, shout out to ESTG.
Shout out to EST, man.
Come on,
everybody standing
like,
together.
Ain't never gave me no piece.
So. Yeah.
I've been giving the pieces out, baby. You know what I'm saying? Nobody never pulled up on me like, he's no big homie. I said, damn, he getting that money.
Right.
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
When you walked in, the energy was, I ain't never had a bad day, never, right? That's great energy.
I ain't never had a bad day in my life.
You ain't never had a bad day in your life.
Yeah.
All right, so do you have any just life regrets?
Yeah.
Like a main one that you just like, man, I know I can't fix that.
Well, I'm here. This was one of the reasons why I'm here. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a great relationship. You know, we got sure. It was like when I was wilding, so it got a little tricky. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to see Baby J, because I know Baby J cooked cupcakes and cookies and all that shit. Like, I've been there. You know what I'm saying? I had some of her cooking myself.
Yeah.
But it's like that. I'm just really, like, on a mission to fix my relationship. I just wish I would have nourished my relationships better because, again, trauma, all the things you're going through, paranoia, all these different things, you just don't trust anybody or anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I never knew that 10 years later, 15 years later, my decisions would affect me now.
You see what I'm saying?
And that kind of, so as much as I can, I just try to, you know, sit down and let people, I'm in a different space.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? I'm in a good space.
I'm a grown man now.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Rather than, again, reacting. You know what I'm saying? You know,
flipping out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it happens. But now, just like, you know, that's my thing. Like, I'm about positive energy. So
For sure.
If I had, say, one regret, I just wish I would have nourished a lot of my relationships better because I feel like that would have been a game changer for me. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, me even, like, you know, me and Drama went through. Me and Drama went through some shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know.
We know.
You right.
know.
But the fact that I can go over to his studio, see how successful they're doing.
Right.
Catch a vibe with them. You know, eat good, talk shit, make some laughs. You know, that's my brother.
It's never too late.
But that's why I'm at with it now. So, you know, y'all give a shout out to Big J for getting me here because Oprah, by the way, Oprah.
Thank you.
For sure.
We appreciate it, man. Anything you want to say to the people about Snowfall?
Oh, Snowfall in the Streets should be about now, right? Snowfall in the Streets, 1021. And man, I just, you know, and it's real talk, bro. Like I'm a fan of what you guys do. I know y'all, we done tapes together. Me and Bank them sat in the club, smoked a few blunts together, you know what I'm saying? Me and Jay them kicked it, man. I gotta say, like, I'm really proud of what y'all doing,
appreciate it.
Like, that's real talk.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Tell your partners to pull up on us too, man.
Yeah, I mean, because culturally, like, it's what we need. You know, y'all be keeping it solid up here, and y'all definitely be giving back to the culture. So shout out to that. And you know what it is, catch me in the street, baby. This is Big Facts.
www.bigfaxpod.com.
Salute.
Big shout out to Jeezy. Salute.
Yeah.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.